Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Evan Horowitz. There's a new turn in the sexual abuse scandal involving Larry Nassar, the USA Gymnastics doctor who pled guilty earlier this year to charges of sexually assaulting hundreds of young athletes. Now, the U.S. Olympic Committee wants to strip it of its privileged role as the sport's national governing body. Here to tell us more is WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer. Shira, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me, Evan.
So, start at the beginning here. They want to strip it of its privileged role as national governing body. What is a national governing body? What is the relationship between the Olympic Committee and USA Gymnastics?
Okay, so the USOC has what basically 47 national governing bodies underneath it, sort of the umbrella organization for that. They like to call the national governing bodies members. They see themselves as partners with these national governing bodies.
It's like sport-specific?
They are exactly that, sports-specific, and they govern everything about the sport. So they set the policies, they set the rules, they certify competitions. For USA Gymnastics, they serve roughly 150,000 athletes in some 3,000 clubs across the country. Basically, any interaction you're going to have with gymnastics training from the youth level up to the Olympic level is going to be overseen by USA Gymnastics. And I think their most important function is that they select and train the very top U.S. gymnasts. And basically,
they have been.
And until they are decertified, they will continue in that to do that function. So they're responsible for training them and selecting. And that's where things get tricky. And that's sort of where all the stuff with Nassar.
Now the Olympic Committee is saying, maybe not.
We want to
decertify you as the governing organization for gymnastics.
Yes,
why?
Exactly that. Because as USOC CEO Sarah Hirschlin wrote in a public statement to the entire gymnastics community about 2 weeks ago, she asked that same question, why and why now? And she said, the short answer is that we believe the challenges facing the organization are simply more than it is capable of overcoming in its current form. So essentially, it's a vote of no confidence by the USOC saying everything that has happened, not just the Nassar case, in fact, but everything that has happened with the fallout from the Nassar case, all the ripple effects. I mean, you have a former president in Steve Penny who has been accused of tampering with evidence in the Nassar case and been indicted for that. You have a woman who was appointed, Mary Lee Tracy, who was appointed as the elite development athlete coordinator on the women's side, and she was a Nassar defender. I mean, it was just a critical misstep and sort of sent this bad message that USA Gymnastics was completely disconnected from its athletes and from what was going on in the wider gymnastics community.
So much so that they lost the confidence of, I mean, say for me as a parent, like, I have a daughter. She's 11. She's a gymnast. And
how do you feel about, you know, paying dues or having
her compete? I had to write a check
competitions,
to USA Gymnastics, and I felt very torn about it because of these charges of their either indifference to or lack of attention to or complicity with the Nassar scandal. And so for me, too, I'm losing confidence in this organization. The U.S. Olympic Committee must be hearing this from parents.
I was going to say, I think you are probably representative of a lot of parents and a lot of older athletes, in fact, who are just saying, we don't trust USA Gymnastics to do the right thing. In fact, USA Gymnastics knew about Nassar before it became public, and they covered it up. They have a history of putting optics before the athletes, and I think that's at the bottom of what's the problem with this organization. And like you said, parents like yourself, has no confidence in this organization to do right by your young daughter. You can't move forward with an organization like that.
Did they get pushback from sponsors, too? I mean, the Olympic Committee, the Olympics run on money, right? They runs on sponsorship. Yes, love of sport. I'm overstating. But that's very important to. Was there pushback from sponsors?
Yeah, I mean, you make a very important point here, which is the Olympics run on money. Unlike a lot of other countries, the U.S. doesn't have a sports ministry. So the individual sports organizations have to kind of put the tin cup out and, you know, find sponsors and get, you know, money from, you know, individual sponsors and corporate sponsors. And yes, you would, you know, as you could imagine, the sponsors are running away from USA Gymnastics. Some of those on the list that have left in the wake of the Nassar scandal include AT&T, Hershey, Kellogg's, Procter & Gamble. Under Armour ended its deal early. I mean, obviously, when you are a brand and you are associating yourself with a brand like USA Gymnastics for a very specific reason, because you believe in what these athletes represent, and then on the other side, you have an organization that is essentially covering up sexual abuse, and you have hundreds of young women testifying about this abuse, it is not an organization you want to be associated with. Now, will some of these sponsors come back? Maybe, if there is a new organization
in place.
Well,
that's the next question. What, is there going to be a new organization? Like, what happens if they do decertify USA Gymnastics? Then what? There's a new organization or some new model entirely? What's the plan?
Well, I think there is a new organization. There has to be some national governing body to take its place, because you need some supervision of this sport on a national level. You need some organization to do, to fulfill all the functions that USA Gymnastics was fulfilling from the youth level on up to the elite level. So what does that look like? To be determined. But I think a critical element of any new organization is that the survivors have to, and the athletes have to have a bigger voice and play a more prominent role in the decision making that goes on, from how trips are organized to how training takes place at the very youngest levels of gymnastics to the very, elite levels of gymnastics. It has to be an athlete-centric organization going forward. It cannot be an organization where the power is invested in a handful of adults who are, basically able to make or break the Olympic dreams of young children. I think that's part of the reason that USA Gymnastics and the way it was structured got into trouble with Nassar in the first place, because it had created a culture that allowed what happened under Nassar, with Nassar to happen. It was basically creating a culture in which these young athletes were fearful in some cases of speaking out.
Could that happen in any sport, or is there something about gymnastics that makes it particularly vulnerable to these kinds of, to predation, this kinds of abuse? What's your sense?
Yeah, I hate to say it, because you have a daughter, right? Who
well, that's why I'm asking.
I mean, it's the obvious question too, but I think there is something sport specific. It is a judge sport. It's about perfection. It is, I think they are taught in gymnastics culture from a very young age that you sort of do what the coach tells you. And again, this notion of a handful of very powerful people who can make or break your Olympic dreams. And if you go against them, if you speak out, and in fact, some of Nassar's victims were saying this, they kept quiet or they were hesitant to speak out earlier because they were worried about jeopardizing their shot at a national team or jeopardizing their shot at an Olympic team. Also, you have the added element that they were going to the Caroli Ranch. So they were away from their parents for long stretches of time.
At
a very young age. That's the other element. The natural progression of gymnastics is that you have to reach that elite level around 10, 11, 12 to kind of be in the
Olympic.
That's
quite unusual for other sports. You reach elite in your 20s.
Exactly. So there are a lot of sort of like a confluence of factors that made, I think, young gymnasts more susceptible to the abuse, and also allowed USA Gymnastics to abuse its power and create a culture and an environment where it didn't protect the athletes and put getting sponsors and optics before the athletes.
That's Shira Springer, WBUR sports and society reporter. Shira, thanks so much.
Thank you.